Hebrews 12. Paul was warning in verse 13. He said, let's see. Hebrews 12 and 15. He said, verse 14, he said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man will see the Lord. Now watch this. Now that's something we got to do. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man should see the Lord. Loves the tares just like he loves the wheat. So we need to follow peace with everybody and be holy before them so they can see how God is. Verse 15, they need a revelation of who God really is. Verse 15, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Sometimes people they become tares because they were hurt by somebody else. The Lord told me years ago that the enemy gets an advantage over people through their weaknesses, hurts, and fears. And the devil's dead. If he can't try one, if one way don't work, he'll try something else. And then when things go south in your life or seem to, he'll try to attempt you to blame God for it. So don't fall for that. That's what he's showing us. Look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. You know, I gave the difference yesterday's broadcast between there are different types of tares. Some, they had a relationship with God and walked away like Demas. And some people never, they got in and they never had a relationship with God in the first place. So, and I said, Lord, because Jesus said, many would say, Lord, Lord, and I say, I never knew you. And that's what confused me at first. I said, Lord, what is he? He said, he never knew them. They never really got saved in the first place. And the Lord said that the Laodicean church is like Saul. And then, because I asked for an example that I could relate to. Saul is like the Laodicean church. He once had a relationship with God, and then like Demas, he forsook God for the world. Then there's Demas, who never had a relationship with the Lord. But he was around, he was considered a proselyte, but his heart wasn't toward God. So he had no problem killing the priest. He had a root of bitterness in him. All right. For you know that afterward, when we would, verse 17, and see Esau, he forsook God too. Verse 17, for ye know how that after when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. So you don't want to come to the end of your life a tear. After all this trouble you went through, and now you're on the outside looking in. That's a reality for many. Jesus said many will come. And see, this is a warning voice. This is a warning voice, this whole broadcast. A root of bitterness, something to get. The enemy is always trying to get people back into his territory. Every false religion, Islam, Hinduism, atheism, even the political religions, they keep you in this arena where Satan is. But see, Jesus takes you and puts you in the kingdom of God, where you fight from the victory. You don't have to fight for it. He gave you victory. He gave you his victory. And Satan's trying to undo it. Now, in Jeremiah 5 and 30, you know, the prophet and the priest, they went rogue. they just went wild. They became tares. And what will the people do now? Consider these things, because apostasy is not an accident, it's an attack. And you have to see it that way. You have to stay in the love of God in order to avert the attack. Now, I'm out of time, way out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time. Remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Share these broadcasts with others. Thanks. Bye-bye.